Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Stephen Heasley, and I'll be your host for today's program, part of a series examining the 2013 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 12th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and Deloitte member firm partners and senior practitioners. Today we'll be listening in on a conversation between Duncan Stewart and Paul Lee. Duncan is director of TMT research for Deloitte Canada and is co-author of TMT Predictions. Paul of Deloitte United Kingdom is also a TMT Predictions co-author and is responsible for the TMT sector within Deloitte Research, Deloitte's dedicated thought leadership group. Today, Duncan and Paul will be providing an overview of the telecommunications predictions for 2013. So let's begin with an introduction from Paul.
So let's take an overview of Deloitte's telecoms predictions for 2013. One of the major landmarks we expect for this year is that for the first time ever, we will see shipments of over 1 billion smartphones. And by the end of 2013, we're expecting a base of close to 2 billion. Now, what we'll also expect to see, just because smartphones are becoming the de facto form factor, is that a large proportion of these phones will never or rarely be connected to the internet, either over cellular mobile or over Wi-Fi. So how many of these will never be connected? About 400 million, we expect, by the end of the year. So that has lots of implications in terms of what carriers, in terms of what anyone looking to make money, such as retailers and advertisers, from smartphones should consider for the year.
Shifting gears slightly, we're looking at the rollout of LTE networks, fourth generation networks around the world. Now, they've been around since 2009, but 2013 is going to be a bit of an inflection point. We see hundreds of additional networks, hundreds of new LTE devices, and hundreds of millions of new LTE subscribers. But how much of a transformation is this really? When we moved from 2G, which was essentially a voice-only service, to 3G, all of a sudden we added data and the phone changed and how we used it changed. When we moved from 3G to 4G, there doesn't appear to be a similar sort of transformational change. So what can users expect from LTE? Mainly higher speeds. That's a great thing. We're looking at speeds that will really offer the potential to have rapid, not just things like searches, but connection to graphics-rich websites, contents, social networks, and at least in the early days of LTE, when the networks are not yet too full, we may even see a significant amount of video. Now, there is a challenge. The base cost of LTE is still about $7.50 per gigabyte, so it's unlikely that people are going to be watching tens or hundreds of hours of video on their data plan.
So one of the big challenges for the mobile industry is exactly how to charge for it. And in previous years, we've seen the data all-you-can-eat offers, which have been difficult for some of the operators to justify from an economic perspective. So those plans, as we've talked about in earlier predictions, have gone away. Now, what we're expecting for 2013 is a variant on that, what we're calling all you can app, whereby for a particular service, you can consume as much of it with no additional data charges for a certain fee per month. And we'd expect about 50 carriers around the world to be offering this kind of tariff. And we see that particularly happening in developing countries and also in countries where the economics in that particular year aren't going particularly well. So what kind of services might be offered? We're thinking communication services such as instant messaging, or it could be social networks, and possibly also some media services such as music. And in some cases, we're expecting to see video also being offered. But the bottom line around this development is it provides predictability for consumers. And as we're moving to more and more smartphone owners who may be less willing to go onto metered billing, this provides them with a toe in the water for mobile data and control.
I guess if we have a lot of people doing all you can app on high bandwidth services, that's really going to drive the demand for data services and data in general, which goes on cellular networks across spectrum. But there is only so much spectrum. Between roughly 600 megahertz and 3.6 gigahertz, you can just figure out there's only so much bandwidth there. One of the challenges that we see is that the demand for wireless connectivity across cellular networks is growing faster than the supply. Supply, you can't create any more spectrum. You can free it up. Governments can have auctions, people can buy it from other parties, but the real challenge is that in 2013, we expect to see fairly significant congestion. Now, it's sort of like congestion on highways. It's not that you can't drive anywhere, it's that it takes longer, and maybe you may have to use a toll road. So our view is that we are going to see in urban areas, in select markets, that people attempting to access the wireless networks, sometimes it will fail, sometimes it will hang up, but broadly speaking, connection speeds will be 3 to 5 times lower than you would have expected. So instead of getting 20 megabits per second, you'll get 3 or 4, or in particularly bad times, maybe even lower speeds like 1. As a result, what we think will happen is governments may move to more aggressively release spectrum, but at the end of the day, one of the likely consequences is that that traditional method of allocating a scarce resource, that is price, will become a factor. We can expect to see people charging more for certain kinds of data at certain times and in certain places.
So our final prediction for 2013 relates to mobile advertising. And our prediction is that it's a last year in which mobile advertising as a category blends together both tablet and smartphone advertising, which is about a $8 to $9 billion market for the year. Now, the reason for this is because even though smartphones and tablets share many different things, such as operating systems, such as processors, even the price range, there is one critical difference between them, and that is display size. So even if we're looking at the largest smartphone, about 5 inches, or the smallest tablet, about 7 inches, that's still double the surface area. And that really impacts the ability to run advertising across it, particularly for display. So if we're looking at differences in monetization, so if we're looking at a smartphone and display, we're expecting about 60 cents on average for display. So even though there's 1.9 billion smartphones by the end of the year, they are incrementing much smaller amounts compared to tablets, which we're expecting to be about 270 million units by the end of the year, but each generating close to $7 per device. Now, are we expecting any major inflection in terms of how to monetize display? And the reality is probably not. You can't make a smartphone much bigger. But things like search, though, make it better, particularly with faster networks.
Well, sounds like yet another fascinating year in the telecommunications sector. One little observation before we go. I can't help but notice we've got 5 topics, and I think for the first time ever, there isn't a single topic that doesn't relate to mobile. The world of telecom has become so dominated by the changes in the mobile side that it has expanded to fill our entire basket of predictions for 2013.
You've been listening in on a conversation between TMT Predictions co-authors Duncan Stewart and Paul Lee. Duncan, Paul, thank you so much for joining us today on Deloitte Global Insights. And as a reminder to our listeners, you can listen to more podcasts like this, watch videos, engage in social media, and download all of this year's predictions in technology, media, and telecommunications by visiting our website, www.deloitte.com/predictions2013. For more information on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines, please visit www.deloitte.com/global. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics, and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcast. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.